How do you know how to do what you should do? If you're anything like me, you would look for the answers in books, in podcast episodes, from the word on the street.
I just got this brand new toy to vlog easier. Obviously, I got it out of the box, so it didn't have an SD. So I thought, okay, I can't film. Then I realized, what am I saying? You can use the tools you have. This is the start to the vlog.
Now, in the last few years, I've changed that. I find all my answers within, or at least that's what I tell myself.
Fuck, is this any good?
The truth is, you have your own answers. People don't consider this, but no matter what you're working on or whatever season of life you are in, you actually have the answers to the questions that you're curious about. And that's what I want to cover in this video. In fact, one thing I had done is ask my videographer this question. I said, what question do you feel like answering right now?
How do I get to 1,000 a month on YouTube?
$1,000, yeah. Dollars per month on YouTube.
Yeah.
I love that question because it's incredibly specific.
But that's, I have a cheat code, which is you.
You might not have always asked such a specific question.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. I would have asked something much more grand.
Take a moment to go into that space. You are a consultant of you. And any question you ask yourself, you have the answer to. How do you get to $1,000 per month off of YouTube based off of where you're at right now? And what does the timeline of that look like?
I would say 4 to 6 months, provided that I drop a YouTube video every 2 weeks. And in that, I'm taking sponsorships from the low-hanging fruits like Artlist and Epidemic Sound. Maybe I start using the few sponsors that have reached out to me. Not on the terms that I've wanted to,
yep.
But I could probably email them back. Like I've had D Hansa reach out to me a few times,
yep.
Which is like a color grading thing.
Yeah, you could actually just start reaching out to them and take them for a low rate. Now, if the goal is $1,000 a month,
yeah.
Off YouTube, you can work them up to $500 a month.
Yes,
and if you're going at 2 videos a month, just within probably a little bit of time, mm-hmm. One cannot say for sure, but according to your genius consultant self,
yeah.
You said 4 to 6 months.
Yeah.
Within a little bit of time, you would be able to get to 1,000 a month just off of sponsorship money.
Yeah.
And then this is not to say that the community page, the community aspect of things, it would be kind of like setting up to create something bigger, like in
yes.
two years time or something.
Yes. Yeah. That is a much longer, for like 2 years, 3 years time. I could probably reach out to Artlist,
mm-hmm.
See if I can try to get 500 from them. That would probably be pretty good. Geez, this is really coming together a lot faster than I thought.
You already have your answers.
Yeah, I already have my answers. Wow, bro, we just proved what we're talking about.
It's literally May. I have not used this bike at all. I'm desperate. I'm getting sad.
Now, the main thing about doing an exercise like this, clarity gives you fuel. A lot of people think that they're procrastinators. They think that they lack the discipline to do what must be done. What Anders realized is that he just had a lack of clarity. I just told him to be a consultant of his own life, to figure out the answer to his own question. He was actually able to take action on that very quickly.
Do you think clarity gives you access to the fuel? Because you're saying—
Oh yeah, clarity gives you a ton of fuel just by itself. And also like health gives you a lot of fuel. Yeah.
It's all of these elements just—
There are things that stack up on each other.
Like, yeah.
One of the reasons I have great fuel also is because I've become very healthy.
Well, now let's flip it back. What question do you want to answer right now?
The question I'm most interested in answering right now, what would it take to get to $1 million a month in revenue as a company owner?
But do you have like some blueprint that you can even
look at? Well, yeah, if we're going to follow the chain, if this theory holds up, I already have my answers. There's no way for me to easily scale up to that without having my proof of work as a human being increase. By proof of work, I mean who you are as a person says so much that people buy your stuff.
Yeah.
So like subtle things we do create our proof of work. If I have a beautiful girlfriend, or if I'm surrounded by beautiful women, that increases my proof of work a little bit, or my social proof.
Yeah.
And so people would hire me more as a dating coach if I wanted to go down that path.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and then I could make millions of dollars through that potentially. I mean, hopefully not anymore. Like hopefully that industry will die. Well, no, I don't know. Maybe it's useful. Yeah. Every little thing increases your proof of work if you have something to show for who you are. If I make a movie and it wins Sundance Film Festival, that's my proof of work. And over the course of the next probably 20 years, if not world class at one thing, like very unbelievably high level at like probably 10 to 20 different things.
Ah.
So I'd probably have to become like a full-fledged instrument pilot, a skydiving coach, maybe another 10 pounds of muscle and 5 pounds leaner. I'd have to look kind of like Austin Dunham level fit, you know,
yeah,
is my guess. I'd have to demonstrate, you know, like David Goggins level
tenacity
and kind of like there's a sexiness about how hard he goes at life.
Yeah.
People would have to feel that way about me. Maybe it would be like a full-blown Ironman under 10 hours and like qualifying for the Ironman like finals or something and like being in Kona, Hawaii. A lot of people who become like multimillionaires is because their proof of work is so freaking strong that
it compounds.
Who they are is undeniable. So they write one book and they sell 10 million copies. That's your $1 million a month right there.
Yeah, you know? I understand.
There's no way to get to $1 million a month for someone like me without that. That's the easiest journey I see to getting to that point, where it's like who you are mm-hmm. is so freaking undeniable that people buy 10 million copies of whatever you're selling. Andrew Huberman, he got to that level. It's like the depth of his Stanford professor took decades to get to that level of proof of work. But then once he sold one thing at that level, you know, if a random 22-year-old tries to sell something, it's very hard for him to close.
Yeah.
But if someone who's like who they are is so great.
Do you think social media shortcuts that a little bit or no?
Not really, no.
Okay.
You still have to become the thing. I was actually very nervous to answer this question.
Yeah.
But it was a very compelling answer.
Yeah.
To increase your proof of work is how you get to $1 million a month, if that's something you're interested in. You know, I'm not a life coach. If someone gets on a call with me and they say like, hey, I didn't do this thing. I just procrastinated and I didn't do it. I have no way of relating to them. Like, I don't know how to relate. I'm actually a very bad classic personal development YouTuber.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how to relate to someone who's not willing to do the task.
Yeah.
I have no sense of, they're like, oh, I meant to do it and then I just didn't do it. I'm like, oh, I don't even know how to begin to talk to you.
Yeah.
There's nothing for us to discuss.
That effectively is the process. Ask yourself, what question do I feel like answering today? And then see what your own internal answer is to that prompt. Pretend as if you're the consultant of your own life. You're a genius on this topic that you're trying to uncover and see what comes out. This week's video was actually supposed to be an hour-long podcast episode between me and my videographer, Anuj, but the truth is the audio was just not up to par. You might even have noticed in this video that the audio was peaking a lot. So we still decided to get a video out to honor the Every Sunday weekly vlog, although this week it's 11:24 p.m. at night and I'm barely getting this done. But I wanted to hold fast to my commitment, even if the quality of the product came out a little bit lower. So I hope you'll bear with me this week. The other thing I want to mention is that I'm starting a second channel called Sinbad Trains. It's all about my journey working towards different endurance events. I've become very interested in multiple training modalities and preparing for races. I just think it's incredibly fun. So you can find a second channel in the description box below. Sinbad Trains is the name. And with that being said, greatness is coming. We'll catch you next week. Thank you.